back. We're talking with physical fitness guru Norm McDonald. Now, you're telling me, I asked you about you slipped a disc. You said
I slipped a disc.
From constant working?
From this this trainer. He kept going like, he said, no pain, no gain. And I believed him, and it kind of, you know, it rhymed.
Yeah, right. So,
you always believe things when they rhyme. So I was like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, sure.
Gain rhymes with pain.
Right. Yeah,
so so I was like, with one of these crazy machines. And then I went, like my back had this crazy pain, right, which I took as a huge gain.
Yeah, that's a good, you're doing well.
It turned out my disc slipped.
Wow.
Are you familiar with discs?
A little bit, sure.
They're... I'll explain them to you.
Yeah, all right.
Your back
has
discs in them.
Yeah. Well, thanks for clearing that up. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, okay. I think we got a handle on it now. And one of yours slipped? Is that what it slipped?
Yeah, it slipped. It slipped out of where it should have been.
Ah.
And so it slips out, and then it causes incredible pain.
Sure.
And virtually no gain.
Right. And
it shoots a pain down your leg, you know? Because your body, the disc's up here, but your body, for some reason, it's stupid. You know? I think your brain is smart.
Right, right.
But your disc is not very smart.
Plus, it's near your ass, so right there.
It is.
It's not going to be that smart. Yeah.
Why do you have to say that?
Well, because it's not smart. The brain would be, you think, you know.
Yeah, but it seems so like a nice, clean show before.
Yeah. Well, go ahead.
But, the disc that's right near my ass.
Right. Exactly.
It starts shooting down my ass.
I'm sorry I brought it up, but go ahead. Yeah, I know what happened.
Right down my leg,
up
my leg, and back to my ass.
Wow. Yeah. Amazing.
So it was an incredibly intense pain.
Yeah.
And then when you have these pains, like, you know, it is life-threatening pains.
Yeah.
And everybody has that kind of opinion, you know?
Right, right.
Like just my friends, bouncers at bars. They would you like me to go like this to you? And I go, no, that's all right, you know? And everybody's got, one guy wanted me to take some herbal thing from ancient China.
Oh, sure.
I don't like the... I don't like those medicines from 3,000 years ago. I prefer the ones that came up with last week.
Right, yeah.
So I went and had an epidural.
Oh, okay.
Now, yeah?
Yeah.
One guy is usually for the ladies.
Yeah.
It's what the pregnant ladies get.
Oh, okay.
When they have the babies in their belly. They get an epidural.
Oh, okay.
So I'm a man. You know I'm a man's man.
Right. You're a man. Sure, sure. Yeah.
So I was a little saying, well, I'm not getting an epidural. That's for a pregnant lady. You know what I'm saying? But the pain became so extreme that I had to put my manliness aside.
Right.
And I did get an epidural.
All right.
Oh, my God. Even if you don't have a slip disc, get one of these epidurals.
Oh, yeah? Works for you, yeah?
Oh, man. Your leg feels so good. I mean, you want to talk about your ass? My lord. Yeah. Your ass feels like Jillian Barbieri's ass.
Right. That's very good. Now, I understand you also, you did some horseback riding?
Oh, yeah. I always thought I'd be a good horseback rider on account I love Western movies, you know?
Well, that makes sense. That's an interesting...
Ever since I was a kid, I saw them Western movies with the horseback riders, and I thought I'd always like to do that, and I felt I'd be good, and so I bought a hat. And and I went and I got on the horse, you know, they have these rides you can go on.
Yeah.
And it's not what you expect, you know.
No?
First of all, I thought the horse enjoyed the experience. I thought they were in on it, you know, they were having fun too. They don't care. No. They don't care for lugging around a dude. So we're in a thing, you know, and everybody else's horses are going, and my horse just keeps stopping and eating like a shrub and stuff. And so they say, hurry up, hurry up. I'm like, I don't know, Adam, it's a giant horse.
Right.
They go, kick him in the ribs. That's how you make a horse go.
Really?
Kick him as hard as you can in the ribs.
No.
Which I didn't want to do, because this horse way bigger than me.
Well, yeah, that doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah. So if it came to a kicking contest...
Yeah, I think... Yeah.
This guy would kick the out of me. Since you started this filthy conversation.
Well, seems like a natural. Well, listen, tell us about your show now.
Oh, my show is called A Minute with Stan Hooper.
Okay.
I play Stan.
All right, that makes sense.
And it's on Wednesday's nights at 8:30 on the Fox television network. I play a Charles Kuralt character, if you will, a Paul Harvey, a Charles Osgood,
a commentator.
A commentator.
Yeah, yeah.
I live in New York, and I comment on small town values.
Right.
And then I feel like I'm a hypocrite because I live in New York City, so I decided to move to the heartland to be with my people.
Right.
You know? And then it turns out that... you ever see the show Green Acres?
Yeah, yeah.
I stole that.
Really? You just stole that idea? All right. Very good. Well, very good. The show is on Wednesday night. We'll watch it. A minute with Stan Hooper.
Wow, that'd be great.
Norm Bankers. Norm McDonald. Right back right after this, ladies and gentlemen.